Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and of course, 1620 The Zone mobile app. Nick Baugh with you, 1117 here on a pretty Thursday. Ways to get in touch with the program, as always. You can email the 1620 The Zone inbox, brought to you by Equitable Bank. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com, nick@1620thezone.com. You can also hit me on Twitter, JTech Instruction Zone Twitter feed, @NickBaugh, NickBahe. Coming up on the show, Kugler Munson, but I'm going to get into that you know, I told you I love the anonymous quote section in the College Football Preview magazine. It's an anonymous quote on Nebraska. We'll dive into that. Plus, sometimes you have to be the mature one. We'll get into that as well. But I teased it. I want to get into it because I want to get it off my chest. Can I get it off my chest? I just don't get it. I don't get it. I remember talking about this at the trade deadline in February with Anthony Davis and the Lakers and all this stuff, and I still don't get it today. So there are various reports that have surfaced that the Lakers have obviously engaged in trade talks again with the New Orleans Pelicans for Anthony Davis. You have the draft next week. Certainly time is of the essence to try to get a deal done, especially when one of your tradable assets or pieces is a high draft pick. You probably want to be able to include that in the trade, right? So Mark Stein, very tight end, reported yesterday that the Los Angeles Lakers have offered New Orleans Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, and the number 4 pick for Anthony Davis. And apparently New Orleans is wanting to try to get a third team involved to stockpile more. But within that report, apparently Kyle Kuzma is a sticking point where the Lakers have said, we don't want to part ways with Kyle Kuzma. Okay, I don't know if this is 100% true or not, because we aren't privy to the specifics of the trade discussions. We don't have, you know, David Griffin's phone wiretapped and Rob Pelinka's phone wiretapped to know about what the exact specific nature of Kyle Kuzma is in these discussions. But if Kyle Kuzma is the difference between landing Anthony Davis or not, what on earth are we even talking about? I see, and I love my guy Doug Gottlieb. That'd be too much. I wouldn't give a... Kuzma's perfectly LeBron. What? What? Even my guy Colin was like, ooh, I don't know. Kuzma, Ingram, Lonzo, and the number 4 pick? That's too much. What? You aren't willing to... What? You aren't willing to give up Kyle Kuzma for Anthony Davis? Again, you read the room from some people. It's like, boy, I don't know, man. That's, ooh, boy, I tell you, you know, you're giving up too much, Kuzma. I wouldn't do it. Are you high, drunk? Are you delirious? Like, what are you? Well, what's going on here? What's happening here? I mean, don't get me wrong. Good player. I like Kyle Kuzma. I really do. And I understand he does fit with LeBron. I get it. But you're telling me that if you had to hypothetically give up Kuzma to get Anthony Davis, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. Anthony Davis is standing with his shoes, his jersey on. He's got a ball. He's holding it. You're holding Kyle Kuzma's arm. He's got his jersey on. And they're saying, you guys can, you give up Kuzma, you get Anthony Davis. You're like, Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you necessarily, just like anything, there's a negotiation process, right? I'm not saying you necessarily need to call up and offer everybody, you know, like if you're the Lakers. I'm not anti the fact that you didn't offer up Kuzma initially. But if your initial offer of Ingram, Lonzo, and the number 4 pick isn't enough, and David Griffin, New Orleans say, hey, we want Kuzma, give us Kuzma, and it's a deal, then it should take all of 1 second for you to say, all right, deal. Because really think about this. If you're the Lakers, if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, and you can assure yourselves 3 to 4 more years of LeBron James, and what, probably like 6, 7, maybe 8 more years of Anthony Davis in Los Angeles. That means you're a major title contender for the next 5 to 8 years, right? And that is what every team is striving for, to just be a legitimate, real contender. And Kuzma is the sticking point? Kyle Kuzma? That's too much. Now you're getting greedy. You want us to get... What? Come on. The other thing I will say that is good for L.A., when you look back upon hindsight, is it's better for New Orleans too. It's better now. This deal is better now because the draft pick is better. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, I get why New Orleans maybe at the trade deadline in February said, okay, so all right, the Lakers are also offering a first round pick, but if we give up Anthony Davis and AD and LeBron are together, they're going to win quite a bit. So that pick's going to be in like the 20s. I totally get why in February the Lakers first round pick isn't that attractive of a asset, because you're like, well, okay, you're giving us the 23rd pick or the 22nd pick, like, okay. But it's a totally different deal now, because that pick, obviously the Lakers really struggled, they went through the lottery, they got the ping pong ball magic going, and it's now the number 4 pick. It's a totally different deal. So that the pick in this deal that is packaged got dramatically better than it was in February. So we'll see what it ultimately ends up happening. But all I know is if I'm the Lakers and Kyle Kuzma is the difference between landing Anthony Davis or not, that decision takes all of 1 second to make. Literally 1 second.
Okay, I think I would take 2. But then after that, I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Deal. Are you serious? You said Kyle Kuzma, right?
Yeah.
You got it.
Just want to make sure
Just want to make sure. I want to let it sink in for a second.
I think we're both on the same page. At that point, if you're the Lakers, you're like, anybody but LeBron?
Go
ahead.
At this point, you can have, LeBron is the only guy off limits. You can have anything else you want and the number 4 pick. Because again, what's your alternative? Because you see the report from Woj saying that they need to go get Anthony Davis because it's been, according to Woj, and Woj would know, none of these other free agents have made L.A. a priority. Not Jimmy Butler, not Kyrie, and obviously not Kevin Durant.
And that should say something.
That should say something. So where it's like the only way you're going to probably land a superstar is via a trade for Anthony Davis. And maybe landing Anthony Davis attracts some other people to go, ooh, okay, well, now AD and Bron, okay. But.
And then, in my head, you got to pull the trigger before New York starts picking up the phone and calling, like, hey, we got the 3rd pick.
That's right. You need to be highly motivated when you're picking up the phone call right now in New Orleans. You got to be kidding me.
And I'm with you. They gotta get this deal done yesterday.
ASAP. Because here's the thing. You want that number 4 pick. You don't want to make a pick and then all of a sudden try to trade that and maybe the team doesn't like that player.
Exactly.
You know, like, you want to be able to, like, hey, you can have the 4. Here's the number 4 pick. You can do whatever you want with it.
Big, and it's like, hey, here's 5 days to even go.
Just go figure it out.
Yeah, go figure it out.
So, whew. Reading my guy Doug Gottlieb's tweet and Cowards, I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Really? Really? You think Kuzma's too much? Let me tell you right now, Kuzma ain't the difference between winning a title and not winning a title. Anthony Davis is the difference between winning a title and not winning a title.
Exactly.
That's the way I would assess all this. I would just go I'd make a slideshow on a PowerPoint presentation. Every name that comes up on that slideshow, are they the difference between winning a title or not? If they're not, they're tradable. That's how I would look at it.
Yep.
That's how I'd look at it. 402-951-1620. 1 hour from now, Kyle Kuzma. I saw KK because I was like, Kyle Kuzma's going to stop by. We'll ask him if he thinks he should be. Kevin Kugler will stop by. That's hilarious. Let's bring on our next guest, Kyle Kuzma. Oh, ridiculous. Okay, you got me? I appreciate that. Brian Munson as well. But coming up next, something happened last night, and it got me to thinking on how sometimes in life you have to be able to assess who you're dealing with and whether or not they're equipped mentally or emotionally to handle something, and then you have to act accordingly. I'll explain next.